Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. If you're just joining us, our focus here on Healing Quest is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques, and that means natural ways to keep you all healthy. In recent weeks, we've been talking a lot about the importance of antioxidants, the molecules that keep us young and healthy by neutralizing free radicals, which can really damage our cells.
Yeah, antioxidants really important to get in our food supply. So to help you make sure you're getting these valuable antioxidants, we've researched the fruits and veggies with the highest levels of them. Now, our source is the Organic Center in Washington, D.C., which was founded in 2002 and has become the go-to source for research on organic food and farming.
Well, we've relied on the Organic Center over the years.
Very impressed at the work they do.
Very, very impressed. The center has identified 12 fruits and veggies with the highest levels of antioxidants, and number one on the list are wild organic blueberries, which the center calls a nutritional powerhouse. Now, we've talked about blueberries on the show before. Mm-hmm. We're big blueberry fans, so it was really nice to see that they back us up here. They also said that farmed blueberries are also on the list, but the wild ones are best, according to the researchers.
Next on the list are artichokes, which are known for their anti-inflammatory properties. By the way, most people love artichoke hearts, but the Organic Center says most of the health benefits come from the steamed leaves. I love the whole thing myself.
I know. Well, I like the whole thing too. It was funny, when I was a kid, my mom would fix us artichokes, and my dad would always say, "Oh, honey, that's okay if you don't want to eat that heart. That's icky.
Oh, he's going to take care of it.
Dad'll eat it for you. You don't have to eat it. Just eat the leaves, you know." And it wasn't until I probably was in my 20s when I realized the heart was the best part. Thanks, Dad.
Well, thanks, Mom, for feeding you a lot of artichokes, because they certainly worked in your case.
Oh, well, thank you.
Next up are cranberries, especially when eaten whole as part of a smoothie or a salsa. Now, one caveat here, beware of non-organic cranberries because they contain the highest level of pesticide per serving of any fruit. Wow. So organic cranberries, make sure that's what you get.
That's right. Well, next are fresh black plums, or their dried version, that would be a prune.
Yes.
Well, these guys help the body absorb iron and essential minerals to keep us, that help us stay in shape.
Then we have blackberries because they have anthocyanins, which help prevent cancer and heart disease. Well, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Healing Quest on KFBK, and we're talking about the 12 fruits and veggies, all organic, of course, that have the most antioxidants to help keep our cells young and healthy. So far, we've covered wild blueberries, artichokes, cranberries, and black plums.
Well, next on the list are raspberries, because just one cup delivers over 50% of your daily requirement of vitamin C. Now, I think of oranges for vitamin C. I don't always think. I think of raspberries. That's good to know.
Pomegranate makes the list because it's good not only for juice, but also because its seeds provide healthy fiber.
That's right. Well, next are everybody's favorite. Well, I don't know if they're everybody's favorite. Some people are actually allergic to strawberries, but they're your favorite.
Sorry for them. They're one of my favorites, yeah.
That's right. They have
more strawberries for me.
That's right. Well, they have anti-cancer properties and vitamin C that also boost the collagen production for healthy skin. So very important, though, that you buy organic. I know, you probably get tired of hearing us say buy organic. But in the case of strawberries, you really want to, because the skin, there's nothing to protect them. So you really want to make sure that you're getting organic strawberries.
If pesticides were used on that field, you're getting a dose of it.
Yep.
Red Delicious apples are also in the top 12 because they have not only the antioxidants we've talked about, they also have pectin, which helps lower cholesterol, and boron, which helps us absorb calcium. So Red Delicious apples.
Okay, we have two more to go. That would be sweet cherries, because they've been shown to ease the pain of arthritis, and they are full of potassium and calcium. And finally, red cabbage, because of all the phytonutrients it contains.
Now remember, it's crucial to buy organic to get the big health benefits of these top 12. But we also know that organic food costs more and can sometimes give you sticker shock.
But happily, the Environmental Working Group recently completed an economic analysis of how it is possible to eat organic without breaking the bank. It's called Organic Within Reach.
So the analysis concluded that with a little planning, cooking organic food can save money and time, help you eat better, and protect the environment as well. So here's the quote that really caught my eye, quote, "Many typical American households could afford to eat organic food regularly for about one-third of what the average American spends eating out."
You know, when you told me this, when you found this and shared it with me, I couldn't believe it. That kind of solves the problem. You just eat out a little bit less.
Yeah, this is not to say you don't ever get to go out anymore. It just means instead of going out four times a week, maybe you go three. Mm-hmm. And there's other strategies about how you cook your food. So first of all, I mean, obviously this is a good economic return. ROI is really good. But also, you just get better foods. So let us tell you some of the other things in this analysis that we think are really interesting.
Americans eat out a lot, like four times a week on average. That's like maybe twice in a fast food restaurant and twice in a casual restaurant.
The analysis included some really interesting statistics, like the average American household income is $58,000 a year.
But the average amount spent eating out is $2,787, to be precise, per household. And that assumes like two or three people in the home.
Yeah, I think about $2,700, $2,800.
And so what's that, about nearly half of the household food budget?
Exactly. This is according to all the statistics these folks found. There may be other ways to, let's just say, evaluate that investment of our dollars.
The analysis found that the average cost of eating out is almost three times the cost of cooking.
Actually, this is about a...
And this isn't eating out, you know, this isn't fine dining. This
is
eating at a fast food restaurant or a casual restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. And so they got some data from the Department of Labor, which showed that the typical American household spends an average of $1.80 per person per meal at home.
Well, that same household spent an average of $5.36 per person per meal eating out.
So here's another quote from the report that we like. It says, cooking, even with all organic ingredients, is about a third the cost of eating out. A third. You know, we should note that if you're just joining us, I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks.
And you're listening to Healing Quest. We're talking about a report on how, even on a budget, it's possible to have organic food in our daily diet frequently.
That's right. Most people say they just don't have time to cook at home because they don't have time to do that. But the analysis showed that eating out takes just as much time, and sometimes more, than cooking at home.
So let's be specific here. They found that at a casual restaurant during dinner hours, the analysis showed that the time to drive, wait to be seated and served, and drive home averages 44 minutes. At a sit-down restaurant, the average time is 71 minutes.
Hmm. So obviously, cooking at home could stretch out for hours if you let it, which tends to happen at our house, especially with wine, but it doesn't have to. And a few go-to meals and some basic planning, the analysis shows that you can beat both the time and the financial cost of eating out.
You know, another big factor the analysis correctly highlights is you can avoid obesity that frequently comes with eating out. The U.S. Department of Agriculture found that people who eat out frequently are most likely to be overweight or obese than people who have most of their meals at home. So that's, it's healthier. It's healthier if you cook at home.
Yes, and that also gives you a chance to have those family meals that we've talked about that are very important.
All kinds of good reasons.
Ample evidence shows that takeout and restaurant foods tend to be low in nutrients and high in empty calories. And I don't think any of us want more empty calories.
Judy and I love to go out and eat. You need to balance that decision and that expenditure against some of these other factors, and we just would like to have you know about those other factors. It's meal planning, it's shopping, and making sure that maybe you think about what you're going to have for a week. One of the things that the report mentions is soups, which is one of my favorite things, because when you make a big pot of soup, you get more than one day's food out of that.
What's the bottom line here, Roy?
Well, one of the things that really caught my eye is the National Resources Council did a study which found that if you spend 10 minutes a week planning your meals for that week, you could save more than $2,000 a year in food that's thrown away. So just think about it. If you got a $10 bill in your pocket, take it out and put it on the desk in front of you. Put another buck on there and think about throwing that in the trash every week for the entire year for every person in the house, because that is unfortunately the waste that happens here in the U.S., perfectly good food wasted because of poor planning or the use-by dates got expired before anybody noticed. $11 per person per week thrown away. Be great to not have that waste going on in our life.
Certainly would. So let's go back to that quote that we told you about at the beginning of this part of our show. Many typical American households could afford to eat organic food regularly for about a third of what the average American spends eating out. So again, that requires planning,
right?
And the Environmental Working Group on their website has plans and recipes, and they can help you with this. So that's EWG.org, I think.
EWG.org has it all. So, and one final thought is a few weeks ago, we had an interesting story with Dr. Alan Green and his wife, Cheryl. And she said, you know, This whole converting to organic, you don't have to dive right in. It can just be when you're out shopping, just substitute one item a week for what you used to buy conventionally. And then maybe the next week it's two. So you can ease into it. But whatever you can do, it can make a big impact in terms of your health. And in this case, it doesn't have to break the bank.
Thank you, Roy, for finding all this information.
You're welcome.
This is good.
Also good is all the great work that the Environmental Working Group puts into getting this information to us so we can all understand how organics can actually be part of our life. It's really, really important. So kudos to the EWG.
Also good are the results of a study that's just been released on the differences between men and women's brains. And that's what's coming up next. So you want to stay tuned. And don't forget, a podcast of this and other Healing Quest shows are available at KFBK.com or on the iHeartRadio app and at HealingQuest.tv.
And you can email us at info@HealingQuestRadio.com or call us at 877-544-4827. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. You're listening to Healing Quest on KFBK and iHeartRadio.